first one, okay. The first one is that you know that you would have received a presentation for today from the NEMA. Unfortunately, the NEMA has not been able to do an the procedure and you cannot give you a quarterly report because the entity has not been able to do that. Now, the approach from my side is to say, this is a my time. Every time we were talking this program together with the team, we were still taking on parliament programs. Now there is a definite 2-week committee meeting. The week of the 13th and the week of the 20th September. And the proposal is for us to insert the meeting on the 14th of September. But the first is, and I'm going to appeal to the minister for the document to change the annual performance plan. So that on the 14th, we deal with the performance plan together with the portal. So we deal with everything that relates to Lisa on that team. That's the first proposal. The second one that is still outstanding, you know that today we're going to start with a discussion with the CBM as a joint meeting together with a portfolio committee on communication. They then wrote to us and requested a change on the program, which they have not confirmed is an alternative date. We are trying very much to get an alternative date, specifically understanding the impact of the project on the entity that supports to this program. We have staff and check and staff. So I'll definitely try to really have a discussion with the chair of the committee to try and see if we can have a date. So, if that is agreed, so it's not that in between that week of the 13th, then we have those public here. We have received the note numbers that last year where we received an invite from Telcom for us to visit the under CK. Yeah. We had committed to that. They gave us an alternative, which is currently not working. They have proposed the 13th. We want to get to them to propose the 22nd of each of the FSA because we can't do a visit to internally become to an offer. So on the week of that 22nd, then we do the visit to the undertaking visit to the Telco. So those are the three additions on top of what you have as a program study. I've got them to take it. So that you might be going to amend what you have as an amendment. So we have definitely two, but we're trying to get the BDM discussion in. Hopefully before the end of the week that can be resolved so that we have a program finalized for the 10. So that's what I'm presenting those two. Okay, our next question.
Thank you. Thank you for persevering with the BDM issue. But I did write to you, other than you, saying that the state of the program was such that it actually possibly need to be totally reviewed. And I suggested that if we have a two-day hearing, not only from the entities, but from the public, who are involved in this, to actually see whether we actually, in some way, amend the program to fast-track it, and actually see whether it is, in the light of changing technology, still appropriate. You know, we don't have the budget for it, we don't have we have all sorts of legal complications, and, you know, what one of the journalists has worked out is just a ton of great set of box distribution carries on. It'll be 400 years before the analog signal is restored. And so, you know, obviously that's doing some arithmetic thing on it, but it really needs more than just a report back from the minister who's responsible for it, plus the entities actually will be in a total reappraisal of the program.
Any other comments? Okay. I think, on the other hand, I do remember your letter, and I think we were just in the midst of other things. But I think for me, the first thing is to get a sense of what is happening. Because once you go to a public hearing in terms of deciding the future of the project, at least it's not informed by what is the current interest. We currently do not have an actual view of that says this is the current interest. For me, that's a bit of a concern. But we need to start and get the current interest, all the reports from the minister and say, this is where the future is. How far are we likely to? And then from there, I think we should be able to keep that after what comes. It's something that we can do. It's something that we need to reduce the ambit of the portfolio because we can plan again in terms of work to be able to assist in the direction in terms of the projects of the future and the work that's challenged to as a public comment on it. I think that can be done. If we are to have this issue, my concern is if the contract is here and the minister says he's not given an opportunity to explain what the project is, he might be following us for run ahead of ourselves. So I think it's only fair that we give an opportunity to present from the last time and say that based on what we've been reading out there, what has been going out, and as well what we've been receiving from our own entities as a concern in terms of an internal burden. What is the best thing? While noting that it is a critical project because we have to deal with the issue of the special needs for the center. So either way, we have to quite be very clear on what we want to achieve and how we're going to deal with it. So for me, that probably has been doing that. But I think that this has been the routine and the change from there. So we find it a program. No message, we can move through. Okay, so we're going to start with the department and allow me to just make a mess with our agenda item for today, the program in terms of going through quarterly performance of the department and all the entities. The focus mainly is to look versus around what has been presented into the community, the program itself, the budget, look at where are we as entities together with the department, so that we can be able to exercise our own oversight. We have segregated our report as a reminder to them so that we are able to check on the things that we have recommended, the things that we have said as a community, just to be on track in some of the issues that we have raised. So the basis of that is for the discussion in the first one. It's normally good to have a sense of what has been performances, because it gives you a sense of what's going to happen that year. It sort of gives you any one sign most of the time to be able to know which direction you want to get to. The other thing, we segregated a document that we got from Appropriation Committee, Standing Committee on Appropriation, that is compiled together with Treasury. They do specifically analysis quarter. Every quarter they do an analysis of where it has been spent in terms of its performance, but it's a more focused around financial performance. If you know it different to when you do annual report, they just focus on the finances to see if the department is kind of on track in terms of things. So the document has to be created. Unfortunately, it's created late last week. Conscious members who want to lead as well. We've been able to get all of this so that the time for this is complete. But we've made copies in case anyone doing this. It's an easy thing to read the document so that members can just always check on. We always use it as a basis of analysis. Because most of the time during the time at the quarterly performance level, it's difficult to do tangible verification. But towards the end of the year, you are comfortable with the AG would have audited the report. Now, during this time, we utilize the tool of the Treasury and Appropriation as one of the things that assist us in reporting documents for our oversight and analysis. So that's why it's included the document in this for us to there are two documents that are executed from the department as we are just to the department, and I think the presenters will clearly outline that each one we are going to go to as members are able to bring the right documents when we start it and when presented. But before we can allow the department to present, I will give over to the minister for opening remarks and the guidance from the then.
Thank you, Secretary, and good morning, honorable members, and welcome back.
Thank you.